special meeting of the Harker Heights Planning and Zoning Commission for September 11th, 2019. We'll be starting with an invocation and Pledge of Allegiance. Commissioner Charlton will be doing the invocation. Commissioner Wofford will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please join us if you would like.
Let's bow our head in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we would ask that you bless these people who are attending this meeting tonight. Give us wisdom, give us patience, and we will learn more and we'll hear from citizens of this great city of Harker Heights. Lord, we would ask that you bless our young men and women who wear the uniform at home and abroad. Keep them from harm and give them courage. Lord, please give us patience as we listen to and get perspectives from different people before we reach decisions. We would ask these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Please join me in pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
On the return of the Texas flag,
I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you all very much. All right, the P&Z consists of volunteers appointed by the city council. We coordinate with the city staff, owners, developers, and agents. And residents provide the council with independent, objective, and coordinated evaluations and recommendations of planning and zoning issues in the context of state statutes, local ordinances, and the city's land use and comprehensive plans. Except for preliminary plats, all votes are recommendations and are forwarded to the council for decision. Secretary will please note commissioners present and absent. I'm showing that Commissioner McCann is absent, and Commissioner Parker and Commissioner Anderson, but we still have a quorum. Everyone else is here, and I also show that we have no standbys out there. Okay, we have quorum. Please, everybody, silence any cell phones or electronic devices out there. And the first order of business is going to be approval of minutes for the regular meeting held on August 28th, 2019. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
All right, Commissioner Carey. Do I have a second?
Second.
Wofford. Okay. Any discussion? All in favor, please signify by raising your hand. All right, that is unanimous right there, 5-0. Okay.
That should be 6-0. If you voted. Yeah.
Oh, did you vote? 6-0. Yes, I did vote.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And we are ready to keep this motion.
Okay, well, moving down the agenda, I think this is copied from a previous one. We do not have any conflicts of interest. I will point out that had Commissioner Parker been here, he would have sent in a conflict of interest submittal, but he was not. He's not here today. At this time, we would open the floor to public comments. If there's anybody in the public that wants to speak on something not on these agenda items, seeing none, we'll move forward. And so we have before you tonight Z1919, which is a public hearing to discuss and consider amending the PDB conditions. PDB stands for Plan Development Business, for 107 Mountain Lion Road. And so what we're looking at is basically the auxiliary parking lot for the YMCA facility on Purser Family Park. It's located off Mountain Lion Road, and that has the address of 110 Mountain Lion Road. And there's a little bit of a backstory to explain why we're here tonight. The address immediately adjacent to the parking lot, 111 Mountain Lion, has come before you a couple of times. So the property owner has tried to sell their home, and the people most interested in buying their property have been non-residential uses. You saw a veterinary office come through here. You saw a school come through here. So the latest iteration is a church wishes to purchase this property, or the church has purchased the property and wishes to convert the structure and possibly build an addition to it for services. And so that being said, a church is allowed by right in any zoning district in the city of Harker Heights. So they're not required to come before you for rezoning the way the school or the veterinary clinic was required to come through. However, the church had decided to try to utilize the parking lot adjacent to them at the YMCA as their parking, their primary parking facility, seeing that it was immediately adjacent to their property and therefore would allow them to maintain the character of the site and minimize the amount of disruption to that site as possible. So they contacted the YMCA and reached an agreement in which they would be able to use that parking lot as their facility. However, the big monkey wrench in the whole thing is that the YMCA has an extensive lease agreement with the city of Harker Heights because they're leasing the property at Purser Family Park in which that facility is built. So they don't own the land underneath the building for the YMCA. They actually lease it from the city of Harker Heights. I neglected to bring that copy of the lease with me, but I believe it's like 99 years, or it's rather extensive. So it's a good partnership with the YMCA. The issue is that the city of Harker Heights has the right of first refusal for any activity that goes into the YMCA. So it's not purely a YMCA facility. There are other facilities in there. I believe that Seton has a facility for rehabilitation. There may be another rehabilitation facility in there. And those facilities require city of Harker Heights approval. And so if the Y wants to take in another tenant, then they have to have that approval as well. So after we started this process and we had determined that legally, per our code of ordinances, the planning director, myself, I'm allowed to allow a site to use off-space parking as their parking, as what happened for the YMCA. The YMCA clearly does not have enough parking. They have this parking here, some parking in the back on the side. They clearly do not have the parking to occupy this building. So they purchased and built a parking lot here. So the planning director is given the authority to allow them to use an off-site parking. So I gave the authority, I used that authority to allow this facility to use this if it was available to them from the YMCA. No problem so far. The issue is the lease agreement and the original zoning for the planned development for the YMCA says that the YMCA has to use that parking lot for the YMCA. And so we're here before you tonight to get some clarification and really just to change the original conditions of the planned development to allow the YMCA to allow somebody else to share their parking lot, because it's not abundantly clear in the lease agreement or in the zoning that that's allowed. So we're here tonight, the applicant is here to clarify that lease or to clarify that zoning so that it specifically says that the YMCA is allowed to allow other people to use that auxiliary parking lot. So that's basically why we're here, just to get some clarification. So because of that, if you'll look in the, I won't make you look now, but on the application, the property owner has filled out the property owner is the YMCA. But because the city of Harker Heights has a lease agreement, we've also signed the application. And so the YMCA designated the city as a representative. So tonight when you ask if there's anybody here to represent this property, it will be me representing the city of Harker Heights. So that's a long story, I know, but that's the complicated backstory.
Joseph, when you do the part where you represent the city on this, can you turn around?
I'm actually going to go to that podium so that there's no...
Maybe take your jacket off.
Right. So,
no confused.
All of that long preamble being said, the reason why we're here tonight, on our unusual, you know, we're not normally here in the middle of the month, is because the author of the lease agreement and the one who helped write the ordinance is City Attorney Burke Roberts, who retires, and so he's retiring at the end of this month. And so the last city council meeting in which he will be present is October 24th. So therefore, we felt that if we could get an emergency meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission, it would ensure that we could take it to city council on October 24th. That way, if there's any weird legal questions, Attorney Roberts will be here to be able to answer the questions for the city council. So that's why we're here tonight, is mostly to accommodate the fact that we want Burke Roberts to be there at the city council meeting in case we need to get into the weeds about the lease agreement or the zoning requirements and so forth. So that's my long preamble. Hopefully the rest of the meeting will go quicker now that you understand the backstory behind this. But this is basically, 4 years in the making. We started this in 2014 when we did the zoning for this property, and this is kind of where we're at from now. So now I'll go through the regular staff report. This is the property in question, the red and the black outline. So the zoning that we're here to modify deals with both of these properties. The original PDB lists the YMCA and the ancillary parking and gives the requirements for those. This is a picture of the parking lot. As you can see, it does get utilized, not as heavily as the primary parking lot at Purser Family Park, but there are people that use this parking lot. This is the existing land use. As you can see, we classify the YMCA as a commercial, but the parking lot is public, semi-public, because it's just a big open space. The rest of the area is single-family residences and, of course, Purser Park. The zoning for the property is PDB, and again, the applicant, we are here to look at the conditions of the PDB and determine if we need to modify those. The surrounding zonings are R1, single-family or one-family dwelling district, including the park, because again, city facilities can go in any zoning district as well. The future land use map was created in 2007 before this land was donated to the city of Harker Heights. So as you can see, it was designated as commercial, as was Union Grove Middle School. So I guess when that future land use map was created, there were only certain flavors that you could designate land. So I guess that they decided anything non-residential would be commercial. So that would explain why a school and a park were designated as commercial. A lot of that park was actually in the floodplain, which is why it wasn't developed by, I believe that was the Pursers that developed this area, and that's why it was donated to us. And again, that I think was the practice at the time that the comprehensive plan and the future land use map was written, was to designate those pieces of property as commercial. So we wouldn't at face value expect to try to put an HEB or something on that property, because clearly that's not what the intent was, and that's certainly not what has happened around there. Finally, staff did send out notifications to the 85 properties within the 400-foot buffer of the area. We received one recommendation for denial at 104 West Iowa and one recommendation for approval at 113 Mountain Lion Road, immediately adjacent to the aforementioned church that's going in at 111. So these are the conditions of the planned development. There were originally 13. And we added another, I'm sorry, there were 14 of them. And we added another condition that we placed at number 13 because it made more sense because all the parking was together. So basically, if you looked at 1 through 15 but took out the red, that was the original conditions. What we're asking is from clarification, where we are recommending that the off-site parking lot be allowed to be shared with the entity at 111 Mountain Lion and only 111 Mountain Lion, so we're kind of limiting who else can come use this parking lot. And we're limiting the hours being after 6 p.m. on weekdays and before noon and after 5 p.m. on Sundays, because the YMCA's current hours are on Sundays are 12 to 5, so that there's a minimal conflict between use at the YMCA and the use of anybody at 111 Mountain Lion. And then no shared parking on Saturdays, because we know that's a heavy park day for Purser Park. So staff proposed these conditions to, or is proposing these to you. We have discussed those with the occupants of 111 Mountain Lion, and it's something that they felt that they could live with. So we are moving forward with that. The only other exception, I believe, is that number 11, the city attorney changed the wording a little bit because it specifically said the YMCA, and now it just says the owner of that property at 107 Mountain Lion in case something ever happened. So that was just more of a housekeeping issue than that. But I just wanted to mention, if you were doing a line-by-line comparison, number 11 changed slightly as well. But the bottom line is that we're here today to determine whether or not it would be appropriate for the YMCA to essentially sublet their auxiliary parking lot across the street from its facility. So that being said, you know, staff is asking for your recommendation to send forward to the City Council on October 24th. As representing the applicant, I would be happy to answer any questions, and I do believe that there will be people testifying during the public hearing. Thank you.
I have a question. Who is now responsible for maintaining the parking lot?
The YMCA, the owner of the facility across the street, and that is actually one of the conditions in the, this here, is that the parking, okay, and of course now I'm gonna have to go through it. But yes, it's one of the conditions, is that they are responsible for that. I'm sorry, there it is right there. Off-site parking lot landscaping shall be installed and maintained by the property owner. But somewhere in there it also says that they're responsible for that parking lot.
And technically, the property owner is?
The YMCA.
Not the city.
That is correct.
99-year lease is as close as it
can. Well, no, okay, so this is why it's complicated and requires attorneys. This piece of property here, outlined in black, is a portion of Purser Family Park, which is owned by the city of Harker Heights. If you were to get on the county tax, if you were to get into the central appraisal district, it's not the county, but if you were to go to Bellcat and you clicked on this, it would be one giant property and it would be owned by the city of Harker Heights. This parking lot across the street is a separate parcel and it is owned by the Armed Services YMCA.
No lease on that thing, they own it 100%.
That's the issue, is that the lease agreement that we have with them tangentially applies to that parking lot without directly calling it out. That's why it requires attorneys to deal with it. So it tangentially applies to it, which is why we think that we need some clarification on can they sublet that parking lot. And also the zoning clearly applies to it. The zoning says that the YMCA, or that parking, where is it? It's somewhere in here. The parking requirements of the site, which include the off-site parking lot, shall be no less than 130 parking spaces added to the existing parking facilities. So this indicates that that's part of the YMCA, even though it's not the city's property. And again, this is why we had to go through the attorneys to hammer this all out or to come before you tonight. Because I'll be honest, when I initially met with the applicant, or not the applicants, with the property owners for 111, to me, the lease agreement controlled just that property on Purser Park and had no bearing on the parking lot, but the zoning did. The city attorney says that the lease agreement does apply to that other parking lot, and then read the zoning to indicate that that parking lot is used to require, is used to fulfill the parking requirements of that facility. Remember I mentioned before that when they built the YMCA building, they did not add enough parking to man it. And so that's the intent of that auxiliary parking. So that's why this is a big complicated mess, to be perfectly honest, and why we're here before you tonight. Because that condition 13 would clarify that as far as whether or not the YMCA is allowed to share that parking with anybody else.
I think maybe where he was getting at is, I mean, I don't know how many vehicles are even going to be participating with this church, but it seems to me that there could be trash. Eventually, the lines will fade. And what you're saying is that the YMCA would still be responsible for picking up the trash.
That is correct. They would be responsible for their property.
Yes.
So the way this would work like any lease agreement. So I rent a suite from you because you own a strip center and my clients trash the place up. Well, you're responsible for it. When code enforcement comes knocking on somebody's door, it's going to be your door, and what are you going to do? You're going to turn to me and say, you're my tenant, you messed this up, you need to clean it up. And if you had a correct lease agreement, that would be
so in this case, if they were always trashing it, who would have the right to say you can no longer use this parking lot?
That would be the YMCA or whoever owns the YMCA in the far future if it ever changed hands.
So who stops anybody from parking in there already?
Nobody. So
it's never full.
And again, here's the thing. Technically, if you look at this zoning and read it that way, technically the customers of the YMCA are supposed to be parking in that parking lot and not in... Okay. So these parking spots right here are part of the lease agreement for the YMCA. They were built in addition to the YMCA. So before the YMCA was built, everything in this black area was an open field. This parking row is here, but I don't believe there's anything here. So technically, if you look at that zoning, anybody that goes to the YMCA is restricted to parking here and back here in the back, and then the rest of them are supposed to be there. Do we go around and find out if anybody's doing that? No, that would be pragmatically impossible. And frankly, you know, if I was going to do that, I would go do my appointment there and then go walk a lap around the park, and then I'm at the park too. You know, so it's impractical from an enforcement standard to do that. However, it is in the ordinance, and that's why we're here tonight seeking clearance.
And parking there has not been an issue, as far as I know of, anywhere, right? I mean, we haven't.
I was told by the parks director that it gets pretty crazy on Saturdays, and again, that's why we crafted that condition so that they couldn't share the parking lot on Saturdays.
But the one across the street, though, that one there, I mean, they say that was busy on Saturday there, like full Saturday?
I don't know. I haven't been there on a Saturday. That would not be my impression.
I've never seen that thing. You know, I've seen cars there, but not full. I've seen people pull in there and park there in a large group, and then get in one vehicle and go somewhere else several times. But,
one thing you mentioned when you started was that the owners of 111 were talking about redoing or rebuilding. What does all that include, or do you need to become the owner?
No, 111, I don't own that. 111, and they can answer, they're here to testify in the public hearing, but basically they're going to build a church. The last plans, the last discussions we had with them were that they were going to make some modifications to the existing house and then possibly put an addition to the house. So,
Joseph, that has nothing to do with this thing.
That is correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, the only reason it matters...
Correct, that it would be the size of the number of the cars that would be in that parking lot.
Okay.
That is correct. And the last numbers that we talked to the church was they were looking at a congregation of about 150 people. And so when you do the parking requirements for a church, it's one per three seats. So they would need 50 parking spaces. And so that lot across the street has 130. And one of the things not discussed before is that the church is wanting to put an opening
in
the parking lot. So what's going to happen is it's going to encourage the church congregation to park in the back half of the lot. And, you know, even when you go look at the photos that we took, you know, people are parking up here to go to the YMCA. The people that attend the church are more likely to be parked back there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, because you've got that huge fence, so they'd have to come in through the front.
No, they're gonna put an opening to the front. Yes.
Okay. Why did you not make endpoints to when they had to be out of the park? Like you say, they can be there from 6, but it doesn't say in time. And for me, if I was a resident of that area, I don't want them staying until 12 o'clock and causing noise in the parking lot. To me, there needs to be endpoints for these weekdays, especially?
That's an incredibly good question. The answer would be that the parks already have a curfew, and that's enforced by the police department. So,
but you just said they weren't enforcing it.
No, they're going to enforce a curfew. That's different.
But why can't we specify in this the times that they have to be gone?
Because then you have to figure out, is that a church person parked there, or is it a park person parked there?
How long does a church stay?
No, but you see what I'm saying. If PD drove by at night and there was a car there, okay, let's say we said that the church could only be there from 6 to 9.
Yes.
Okay, but the park...
Seems reasonable.
But the park curfew is till 11.
Yes.
So if somebody's there between...
I would want the police to check that car.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If somebody's there between 9 and 11, then the police has to sit there and decide... Is that a church goer or is it a park goer?
I think that's my point.
Well, my point is that we would not want to create an ordinance that causes that much more work. Basically, if anybody's there after 11...
That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, no, you're creating...
I don't want to create the work for the police to be there at 11 o'clock.
Well, no, they have to be there at 11 no matter what. That's what I'm saying. By putting a cap on it that's different than what the curfew is, that's actually creating more work.
What I'm saying is, if you create it where it's from, let's say you said 5 on weekdays to 8.
Right.
Then they should be out of there by 8.
Except that parking lot is also used for people that go to the YMCA.
Oh, I understand that.
And also for the park.
I understand that.
That has different hours than that.
But you're talking 50 more vehicles, all right? Do we need them later in the day, from 10 to 12 on weekdays or on a Sunday evening? I don't think so. That's creating a possibility of a lot of people arguing in that parking lot, creating habit. They're just standing there congregating, and it's causing congestion.
They have church people out there.
Shame on y'all.
No,
I'm serious.
No, I'm serious too. That's ridiculous.
No, it's not. Well, if you live at this place right here, if you live at this place at 105, that could be a problem.
Okay.
105.
They don't have that problem right now.
105 is at school, isn't it?
No, that's a private residence.
105.
You've got 3013 on the other road.
Dude, this is a creek. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's 105 is right there. I would think back here 127 would be an issue with whoever's behind there in that position. But
yeah, 3013.
I don't think a time is needed, in my opinion.
Mine either.
So, I mean, but we'll cover that part there. What else do you have for Joseph?
Right now.
Okay. Well, all right. Anybody else have any other questions for Joseph?
Would the church be limited, you know, to say, like David was talking about, inviting more people? You know, say like a Rotary Club wanted to use their hall or something.
That's a civil matter and a matter of the agreement between the YMCA and the church. I don't see why they would be limited, because the agreement is, can the YMCA allow somebody else to use that parking lot? Well, the church is going to use that parking lot. Can the church say, well, Rotary Club, if you want to use it that night, you can use our facility and have a meeting there? That's still the church using that facility, so it would still be under those grounds.
Okay. And if you put a time limit on it, it would keep them from being able to do that, to offer their church or other organizations to meet it.
My death, they're going to be here. Okay. I guess they could. You know, they could have be a small church, a new church. I guess they could have people in there. But I think even then, you're not going to have your typical Rotary function. I don't think you're going to have that many people there that you would with the church. I don't think you have 150 people there.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, if the YMCA has any, I don't think the YMCA is going to be, hey, let's go ahead and lease this out and let us screw up our situation here and the situation with the park and the citizens of Harker Heights. I don't think that's going to be the case. When we brought that property in, and I was with PNZ then, a partner here was the mayor then, that was a gem in Harker Heights. People loved it. It was one of the best things we brought in here. There's people in that area there that, oh my God, it's going to be terrible for the neighborhood. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Well, every one of those people come to me and they go, man, I love that. My wife goes over there. I go over there. I work out there. I whatever there. And it's worked out fantastic. It's been far, far greater than I ever imagined. That's one of the biggest things I brag about. So I think the church there, deal about certain times and things like that. I don't think that's needed, but I think it's a valid thing to bring up and look at, and we can go over. But I think this is going to work out good for the city.
And if you don't mind, I'll give a little bit of a background on why there are times on there. Okay, so the reason that staff even decided to recommend limiting the times has really nothing to do with disturbing the neighbors as much as it does making sure that there's enough parking for everybody to use those facilities. There are other tools in place in the city code of ordinances to deal with those other issues that you brought up. The first one clearly being that there are curfews in the parks and the parking lots, which would ensure that nobody's out there having a tailgate party at 1 o'clock in the morning. The other thing we have in regards to that is the sound ordinance. So if anybody is out there after 10 o'clock making too much noise, that is a violation of our sound ordinance enforceable by the police department. So, and then also there's, you know, disturbing the peace. I mean, there are at that point criminal laws that would also govern that parking lot like any other public facility. So when we were looking at the hours, we weren't looking at it in terms of that as much as we were looking at it in terms of minimizing the conflict with the people that attend the park or the YMCA. So like I said, there, you know, we have a lot of tools that we can use to try to maintain harmony in neighborhoods and in parking lots and so forth. So we wouldn't solely use these conditions to do that. We have plenty of other teeth that we can use to enforce our ordinances.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking for.
Yes, sir. And yes, those do exist. And again, police department would be more than happy to come out there and cite people for a noise violation.
Being too noisy in a park.
That's a specific measurable thing. There is a decibel limit that they cannot exceed after 10 p.m., and they have a sound meter, and if they roll up and click that meter and it's past that, you know, that's pretty cut and dry. They're going to show up to court with a calibrated sound instrument and show the judge the readout.
I think a lot of this could have been resolved a long time ago.
True.
When a couple other cases came by on the same far corner property.
I did have an idea about that parking lot and cutting a hole in the fence here back then. I did. Yeah. But I think everything happens for a reason, and where we are now,
mm-hmm.
Pretty good. You know, the school would have never made it, in my opinion. But the veterinary place would have been good. What's about this? Hey, Commissioners, do we have anything else for Mr. Mulisher? Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right. Okay, this time, we already know the deal about anybody wanting to talk. Nobody's here for that. Who is here representing the request? Sir, if you can come over to the podium, state your name and your address, please.
Good evening. My name is Stephen Watson. My residential address?
Yes, sir.
It's 4811 Creekside Drive in Killeen, Texas.
Okay. And your commercial address?
It's 111 Mountain Lion.
Your mom's address. I'm kidding. Okay. Go ahead and tell us about your project here.
Certainly. I am from this area. I actually grew up in Florence. My mom is from Killeen. My grandfather had a farm that's now a part of Fort Hood, so we've been here a long time. I moved back here 11 years ago to accept a position at a local church in Killeen called Grace Bible Church. It was a church plant back then. Now it runs about 600 to 700 people. About a year and a half ago, the church decided that Harker Heights is in need of more churches, especially south of 190. North of 190, there's quite a few churches, but south of 190, there's not as many. And that's where a lot of the new growth is happening. So they decided to send me out to pastor that church. We have a group right now of about 50 to 60 adults and 30 to 40 children and youth that compose our congregation. We've been worshiping for the past 2 months at Grace Bible Church in Killeen, kind of developing our core group of members before we launch out here in Harker Heights. Kind of our values is that we want to be a benefit for the community. We want to be a blessing to the community. We don't want to be a church that develops a lot of our own big programs, but rather we want to find out what programs are going on in the city and send our people out as volunteers to come alongside the city to make our community our home. That might be partnering with the library. There's a Halloween Palooza coming up in October that we've been talking about, trying to volunteer at, talking about that on our staff. Partnering with the YMCA of having our members coach basketball teams and the indoor soccer. I coached a basketball team this past fall with my kids. So that's really our heart for the community, is we want to be an added benefit for the community. We want to make Harker Heights, it's already a great place, we want to make it, we want to contribute to that as well.
How long have you been a minister, sir?
I started preaching when I was 18, and I'm 40 now, so a while. Yes, sir.
I have a question. Is your attempt to have a child development center or a daycare church?
We currently have no intent, sir.
I'm sorry?
We currently have no intent for that, no, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir, please.
Do you actually own the land, or does someone else, the church, own the land?
Someone else in the church owns the land.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Someone else in the church owns the land. So there's a local investor, MCH Enterprises.
MHC Enterprises?
Mm-hmm. This is the C in the MCH Enterprises. They are a couple in our church that saw the property when we were first looking for a place to be. Initially, we were thinking about renting the Y, but being close to Fort Hood, setting up and tearing down week after week is exhausting on a church, and it's exhausting on its volunteers. And we felt we'd be better able to serve our volunteers, especially the volunteers who are here for a few years and then move on, if we didn't have to do the tear down and set up. So that area, because it is such a beautiful area, when we saw the lot available, we thought, man, that could be a good partnership.
So you're actually going to redo this house or tear it down and put a church up?
No, the current plan is to either build an addition or a separate building right behind the house. My preference would be for the addition, just because it makes it look much more residential. Our designer is trying to keep a residential feel to whatever we put out there. Once again, because we don't want it to stand out like a sore thumb in a residential area. We want it to be a beautiful place.
So no chopping down trees and things like that?
As few as possible.
Yeah. So I guess if it was not an addition, would it have to come back to the planning and zoning for approval?
I think everything.
No. No. Because it is a church?
Okay.
You were saying, sir?
We've been talking to Joseph for a long time. Even before the property was purchased, we've been talking to Joseph, trying to make sure we're doing things correctly. So.
Well, talking to Joseph won't get you anywhere with us. We don't even like Joseph. So, just letting you know. Well, you sound pretty cool to me, man. I mean, the property there, I think, for me, I like seeing churches going in communities. When you see churches going, that's just a... and you can drive down many, many streets in the Clean Heart Christ area and see churches sprouting up here and there, here and there. I lived in Heart Christ, I know you've heard this before, 54 years, so I've lived here for a while. And to see these things come in that... just good. I think it's, you know, you don't see churches come in and then 6 months later they shut down like a Dollar Tree or Dollar General or whatever else there. So, and I think your programs in the community sound good as far as seeing what we have here versus bringing in your own deal there. I was kind of shocked about Halloween. I thought, you know, can't do Halloween, but anyways.
We do trick or treat.
Yeah, no kidding. I went on a date with a girl one time, many, many years ago. It was going to be a fall festival. And anyways, she goes, "You wear a costume and meet me there at the church." This girl I've known my entire life. Go there to this church, St. Christopher's Episcopal Church. I'm wearing this freaky looking Frankenstein outfit, and she's dressed like a country girl or something. So, it was bad. I had to go home and change. But I did end up marrying that girl. So, commissioners, do you have any other questions for this man?
I'm a little concerned about him cutting you off at noon on Sundays. I know at my church we can't get anybody out before 12:30 or 1 o'clock. Also, you know, oftentimes we have dinners after church. So, you know, what is your plan if they're going to limit you to 12 o'clock on Sunday? Do you have an earlier service? Or?
Well, would you take more time?
We would definitely take more time if that were made available to us. We're just trying to be as compliant as possible. And if the Y says this is when our hours are, you need to be out. Even when we're talking about renting the actual facility itself, Sherry Yarrington was asking us to be out by 11:30 out of the facility and off the parking lot. So I think she's doing her best to comply with the rules about parking as well. I know she asks her employees even to park across the street, mm-hmm, as well. So yeah, I mean, that does make for a rush time.
Joseph, can that be a change at all or not?
Yes, you can make changes to the commission.
Okay. Good idea, young man. Good idea.
So what would be your plans if you had to expand?
Yes, sir. Well, the idea, the current plans we have has a sanctuary that could be holding around 150, or capping it around 150, somewhere around that number. If we had to expand beyond that, we would probably go to 2 services, and then if we needed to, go to 3 services, but within the time frame allotted to us. We also have a plan, the way that we're planting, we call it planting pregnant. So my associate pastor, sounds interesting. Our associate pastor is a retired Marine, medically retired Marine, wonderful young man. But the idea is he is planting this church with us with the intention that down the road he can then go plant another church. So our goal is to never become a mega church. Our goal is to never build a building across the whole property. Our goal is to stay relatively small within the structures that we have. And we'd much rather plant another church in Nolanville or in North Killeen or West Killeen rather than just keep building onto the facility.
I think that's a trend now, isn't it? I mean, we're kind of like a pocket church type deal and there versus the huge churches that we went to.
A lot of people don't want to travel for church anymore. So they want to go somewhere within about 15 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, the closer the better. So being able to be in more places allows people to have more opportunity to go to church, I guess.
All right, commissioners, any other questions? Sure, sir. Please have a seat.
Thank you.
Okay. We now open the public hearing. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in reference to the agenda item? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in reference to the agenda item? I now close the public hearing. We need a rebuttal there. Okay, commissioners, it's back to us. We have a lot of things here that were talked about earlier. Now it's time to make a motion here. What we have there now can be modified. You can make the motion for however you want it to have it, or you leave it exactly the way it is, however y'all want to do it here. So, do I have a motion?
I would like to make a motion that we approve with a change to the time limit on Sundays.
Okay. And how would you like to change the time limit to 2 minutes?
Point of order.
I would like to see just a
question on that. When I was trying to limit the parking in the evenings, that was restricting it even more than what the YMC was going to do. In this case, you're extending the hours. Would you have to get approval from the YMC to do that? In other words, this was the agreement that I guess you came up with the YMC. They agreed to that.
We have not spoken to the YMCA about this agreement.
Oh, any of it?
No, the YMCA had a private contract with the app, with not the applicant, with the church next door. I'm not privy to what those hours were. What we're proposing are limits based on zoning. So you'd be giving a maximum. The YMCA can work within that to whatever they want to do. Whatever is mutually agreeable between them and whoever they would allow to park in that parking lot.
Okay, so right now what you're saying is they had a meeting with the Y, and this is what they came up with.
No, sir. We as a staff, after discussing the issue amongst ourselves, decided that the least disruptive option was this.
I thought the Y was...
No, the Y hasn't... We have not consulted the Y as far as that's concerned. The Y may choose to limit those hours even further than that, but that would be a private contract between the YMCA and the church. Okay. So that's what we're doing, is we're establishing the outer boundaries. Now, if the Y wants to modify those and make them stricter, they can. They wouldn't be able to make them less restrictive because then it would be a violation of the zoning.
Okay. So, I already thought that they had already come to an agreement on these, and that's why I'm asking.
I believe that the church and the YMCA did, but I do not believe that they were as restrictive as what we are proposing tonight. Again, the staff made the recommendation for the hours solely for the purpose of trying to minimize disruption with activities at the park.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
So really, we could take all of the time limitations here out of this, right? And then let the YMCA and the church determine what were the best hours for them?
Yes, you could do that.
Okay. That's why she worked at college and university. Pretty smart.
All right.
Would you like
do I need to amend the motion, or?
You never finished the motion.
Finished the motion?
You could just finish your motion.
Okay, I make a motion to approve the proposed amended changes, taking out time limitations, which should be decided between the YMCA and the church.
Does that sound good?
Yes. The way I would read that would be condition 13 would stop at Mountain Lion Road. So in other words, condition 13 would be the Armed Services YMCA. Let's all get on the same page here. Okay. Oh, that's not the same verbiage. Anyway, the Armed Services YMCA located at 110 Mountain Lion Road.
Shall allow
111 Mountain Lion Road to share the use of its park facilities at 107 Mountain Lion Road, period.
Period. Yes.
Would.
Like that.
Yes, that would, is that, that's my interpretation of your motion.
That is my interpretation.
Okay.
But you did not want to add in coordination with the Y.
Is that necessary? I said.
If they're going to have the lease, it's going to be between them.
It's a lease between them, so I don't know why we would have any jurisdiction or any say over really what the time should be. That's between them and the church.
Yes, because it says the parking lot may be used, not shall be used. So we're not forcing the Y to share. It's up to them if they want to share.
Yeah, I like it.
So there's actually going to be a lease? A written lease?
If I were doing this, that's how I would do
that's
it. But again, that's between them. It's a civil matter at that point.
Yeah, then I don't know why we need the hours.
Okay.
All right,
so we have a motion there.
Boy, they just
does she need to repeat that one more time, you think, down there, or are you good?
I'm good.
Okay. Make sure to repeat it with the microphone. A partner here would like for you to repeat with the microphone.
Okay.
And a nice smile.
Okay.
All right.
I recommend that we approve the changes to the proposed amended conditions, number 13, to read the Armed Services YMCA located at 110 Mountain Lion Road shall allow 111 Mountain Lion Road to share the use of its parking facilities at 107 Mountain Lion Road, period.
Sounds perfect to me. Joseph, is that good?
Yes, sir. I have a clear understanding of that.
Sir?
Can I also make an amendment to that?
We have to finish this motion now. Okay, so we have a motion. Do we have a second? Commissioner Watford, coming through. Thank you, sir. All right. So I have Commissioner Carey with that beautiful motion there, and I have Commissioner Watford with a second. Any discussion, commissioners? Yes, sir.
I would like to make another amendment with that.
Okay. We have to finish this vote out on this, right?
No, you would actually, he's making a motion for an amending motion. Somebody would have to second that. Then you would vote on that before you vote for the final thing. So under Robert's Rules of Orders.
Okay. Yes, sir.
So in that, what I would state, since we are doing a lease, is that at the end we would say, with a written lease, with restrictions as written.
But again, that's between
the church
and the Y.
But there's no restrictions in the first motion. There are no restrictions.
Okay. That's your motion.
I guess what I'm trying to say is that there needs to be something in here that says they are going to have a written lease, whether it has restrictions or not.
That's up to the YMCA.
It could be up to them.
Because that's their
problem. We can't force. That's not. I mean, let me death bro, but you're off on this one.
Yeah.
But you can make a motion for it, and we'll see what happens.
All right. I'm just saying to include with a written lease between the two.
Okay, but we still, you have to make your motion for it.
Yeah, I'm making that motion.
All right, can you restate it, please?
At the end of this, and including a written lease between the two
partners.
That's
your motion?
Yeah.
Okay. If you go ahead, but I'm making a motion there because you don't have that at the beginning there. Certainly.
Yeah, I'm making a motion that we include that.
All right. Okay, do we have a second?
Do we discuss?
After you have a second.
We have a second, then we discuss. Do we have a second? Okay, we have no second on his motion. So your motion fails there. Okay, we're back to yours, young lady. Any more discussion on this? All in favor, please signify or raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, and that's 4. And do I have against? 2 against. And that passes. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, can I make a statement?
Yes, sir.
I want to state the reason I voted against it is because we took out time. I'm for the project. I just want that. I'm for what they want to do. But by messing with the times, I think we're overreaching. That's all.
Well taken. Yes, sir. All right. Joseph, we're good on this?
Yes, yes.
All right, good. All right. The next item reports P&Z commissioners. Alternates, are there any commissioners or alternate members who would like to speak? Nope. Okay, are there any staff comments?
No, other than thank you very much for coming tonight on this unscheduled meeting. And yes, this item will go to the City Council on the September 24th meeting.
Is September 24th?
September 24th.
Yeah, you said October 24th earlier.
What happened, just a little backstory, is we are not going to have an October 8th City Council meeting because of TML, Texas Municipal League Conference, that the Council's going to. So at the end of this month, at our regularly scheduled meeting, which is on September 28th, maybe, normally things would go to the Council on the October 8th meeting 2 weeks later, but they're not going to. They're going to go on the 22nd. Because we aren't having an October 8th meeting. So that's where my mental confusion happened. It's going to be a differently scheduled follow-up for the council for your regular meeting. And we only have 2 items going in a couple of weeks, so it shouldn't be a difficult meeting. I will also point out as a last second statement, we are not going to have a workshop. We're going to start the meeting at 6:30 because we're going to do a ZBA hearing at 5:30 the same night because that's what worked out for everybody. So if you're bored or interested, you're more than welcome to come see the ZBA. Which case is that? Is that the Ray Broker one? No, it's the storage facility.
Ames. At the wall?
No, they have an issue with their sprinkler system. And
no,
so.
No, tap, tap.
No, it is Ray Broker. I'm sorry. Same thing, sprinkler system. But it is going to be for the Tap Tap Art School just down the street from what we were talking about tonight.
Okay. All right, with nothing else there, then we're going to close out the meeting here at 5:23 p.m. 6:23.
The next meeting will be on.